Football Friday.
And Baseball Friday. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is an amazing day to be on the sports station in America's finest sports city, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I got to tell you, Al, I may come across as a profound right now, unusually profound. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be. But I was driving in this morning, and I was saying to myself, you know, it's hard to have a worse week than we've had here in Philadelphia sports. Until the Phillies won that game Wednesday night, nobody had done a damn thing right.
No.
The whole week. No. Not only did we see the Eagles melt down again, we saw the Cowboys win in the most ridiculous way in the history of football. We saw the Phillies lose three in a row to a dead Nationals team.
Yeah.
Things were going bad left and right. Then they won a game. And then we had a day to breathe. And then we get here on Friday, and I realize that if you're not a sports fan, I realize this is a sports station, you're probably a sports fan if you listen.
Yeah, yeah.
If you happen by accident to hit the button, and you're like, I don't get you. I don't understand you. On Sunday, assuming things go the way they appear to be going, Al, we will have a block of about 5 hours from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., in which, arguably, the fate of our two most important sports teams in this city will be decided.
Drama.
Yes.
You know, we used to have that promo drama guarantee.
Yes.
Real. 5 hours from 1 o'clock, kickoff Eagles against the Bengals, to 6 o'clock, the end, I'm assuming it's 3 hours, the end of the Phillies game.
Oof.
You will know whether the Phillies are going to make the playoffs, because it's almost definite it's going to last day.
Yeah.
And you will know whether the Eagles have spun out of this mess or if they are a corpse, if they are dead. 5 hours. Now, I live now across the street from one of the most beautiful parks I've ever seen in my life. Al, a year and a half I have lived there. I have gone in that park once.
Oh.
My wife, 25 times. My grandkids, 50 times.
Okay.
Me, once.
Oh. Well.
I wanted to see what I was missing. Looked around. Saw nothing I was missing. Went home.
Nature.
You know what? This is the way I look at it.
Overrated?
I had a little thing with Ava about this. And Ava said, you know, even her fiancé, Bill Matt, says, the birds will be there tomorrow.
Well, some of them be dead. They hit the windows.
A few of them will die. Geez. But there'll be birds and there'll be little foxes running around.
A lot of foxes.
They're not going anywhere.
A lot of foxes.
Look, there's a deer. They'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, I almost got one this morning.
But in 5 hours, Al,
you're
going to get total sports entertainment.
Yes.
What's better?
That's better. I mean, hopefully.
I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Will you watch those 5 hours?
You'll
live?
Be golfing.
Will you be there for the 5 hours?
I'll be there starting at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
30. I just told you, 1 to 6.
Oh, yeah, because I finished golfing at 12:30. Yep.
He's lying. He'll be taping it. He'll be home around 2.
Yeah, maybe.
Is anyone listening right now?
Which is more, who has more pressure? This is really weird to me.
It's a great one.
I believe the Eagles at the beginning of a season.
Yeah.
Are facing more pressure than the Phillies in a playoff weekend.
You're 100%
right.
It's
unbelievable.
You know why? Because the Phillies could go home.
Well, plus the
Eagles got to tolerate 3 more months of us.
It's going to feel like if that ever happened, it would feel like the Eagles season is more of a disaster than the Phillies not making it.
The truth is,
it's unbelievable.
Al, if the Eagles lose at 4 and the Phillies are still playing, the Eagles season will end before the Philly season. Think about it.
That's painful.
Think about it. This is drama guaranteed.
Oh, no.
Who is listening right now who will not be watching on Sunday? I need one person because I just want to know what you're doing. Maybe I'll do what you're doing. Maybe I'll go hiking. Boy, that's something I'm dying to do.
That'll last 10 minutes.
Let's go hiking into the woods.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. All right, anyway, let me get to the two sports because it's fascinating. It really is great. Rhea was very nervous last night. She was praying that the Marlins would lose.
I was scoreboard watching last night.
And understand that if they did lose, they did not lose, they won the game, that they would have the same record as the Phillies. But because they won, Rhea, what do you think? I was testing out on this. What do you think the percentage is of chances that the Phillies will make the playoffs? This is a statistical analysis, in-depth, done with analytics.
28%.
Pfft, not even close.
Low?
Al?
Too high?
I already told Al.
Yeah, I already knew.
50.
Yeah. 50?
Oh, 50. Okay.
49.9.
I'll take it.
A separate model, 54.
Okay.
All right, so it's roughly half and half. All right? That's not a bad odds. But Miami, just because they won that game, they got a 90% chance.
Yeah.
They improved their situation by 40% just by one win. Every one of these games is massive, massive. And there's one other twist to this that is, I'm sorry, this is human drama. Do you understand, Al? Mm-hmm. Right now, the Phillies are ninth in a field of eight.
Huh.
Who's eighth?
Gabe.
Gabe Kapler.
Yeah.
And we got some help from the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, I know, but you know, we got some help from Gabe Kapler. He is a starting pitcher in the ninth inning when he panicked, and then they blew the game. but Al, see, I'm kind of watching that more closely than I'm letting on right now. Al, how amazing would it be if Gabe made it and Joe Girardi
didn't?
That'd
be worse.
Just think of all that's wrapped up in that moment. How exciting is that? Now, the Phillies, the Giants play a doubleheader tonight.
Oof.
Doubleheader against San Diego in San Diego. San Diego's a very good team.
Yes.
Playing for nothing.
No.
They're in. They got nothing to worry about. They're in. Are they going to play hard to knock Gabe out? Will they meet Gabe, realize how annoying he is, and go after him just because they don't want to see him?
We need Manny Machado to help us.
Isn't that weird? So life is full of these gorgeous little twists. And then we got the Eagles, right? Now, here's the sad part. If the Eagles had fans in the stadium Sunday, it would be a disadvantage to the Eagles. You agree with that, Al?
Yeah, the pressure would be incredible.
I got Jay Black coming up later, right? And Jay is going to explain the process in which Fox decides what sound effects to use during a game. Because they booed the crap out of Wentz.
Yes, they did.
But there were no people there.
Yeah.
It was done via a Fox employee who felt at that moment, after the interception, that the fans in Philadelphia would be booing Wentz.
Oh, they would have.
They were correct.
Yes.
But I felt understated.
Yes.
I thought it would have been louder. I thought that would have been much louder. But Al, this game on Sunday is massive, and it shouldn't be. The Bengals stink.
Yeah.
But so do the Eagles. And this is who's going to stink less. All right? By the way, at the end of this segment, you're making picks, so be ready. Mm. Have your picks ready. I'm not burying the lead today. I'm going right up front with that pick. All right, let me go to Brandon Graham out because he had some fascinating things to say yesterday. If you're an athlete two games into a 16-game season, you cannot say to yourself what I just said. Well, it's winner with that. Mm-hmm. You can't think that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can think, my God, we better fix this soon. And here's Brandon talking about how long the season is.
Those two games, you know, they're done with. You know, we got the Bengals. Let's get it started now. We got a long season. We had some things we needed to learn in the beginning. Cause that's how you got to do. You know, when you lose, you got to figure out what you learned from it and how can we move forward and get better. And I think people has bought into that. So all we got to do is go show it on Sunday.
All right, Rhea, it's time to start reading between lines. Mm-hmm. Now that they've lost two games, the people on the team are buying in to the importance to be ready to go out there and kick some ass on Sunday. Why did it take 2 weeks?
That whenever you hear that, it's
Why
alarming.
Did it take 2 weeks. Well, they were awful. That defense was awful.
You're never going to convince me that they didn't think they could beat Washington handily. And that's why Lane didn't play, Miles didn't play.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
attitude from day one.
Attitude from day one.
All right. He addressed attitude because he's. If you read between the lines, what Brandon's saying, he's a very honest guy.
Brandon's very open and honest.
Brandon's basically. Oh, he's questioning how the attitude's been the first 2 weeks. Listen to what he said.
We got to make sure that we come with a right attitude and a great attitude at that, because either way, we still got, 14 more games. And, you know, we got to do something. We got to make sure that we put the work in.
Wait, so is he suggesting they didn't have a great attitude the first two?
That's what I'm hearing.
I mean, you read, Al doesn't like reading between the lines.
Well, when somebody says we got to come,
come with
a better attitude,
Al,
they're saying it.
If he's saying I need a better attitude, you're saying the attitude wasn't that great, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Right?
He's just trying to pump it up for the game.
I don't understand why your attitude isn't great from day one. When you get 5 months off doing nothing, you prepare mentally for a season. Yeah, it was a little different than the other season, but the other teams it was different for too. And then you got to lose two games to get an attitude? I don't like that either, Al. And finally, this was really weird. I didn't have this reaction to what happened on this week, but apparently the defensive players did. Remember when Jim Schwartz surprised everybody, came out and said, I blew this game?
Yeah, yeah.
That was surprising.
Yeah,
right?
Like I didn't put him in the position, and he specifically said how he didn't put him in a position, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Now, I want to be clear of this right now. I never for a second pondered Jim Schwartz as the winner of the week. No, he sucked on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, according to Brandon Graham, they were shocked by what he did. Listen.
Once Schwartz took credit, you know, for what he did, you know, in that game, man, that just boosted morale, because a lot of guys, you know, it takes a strong person to be able to say, hey, I messed up on that. And all of us thought we was going to get cussed out because we had a bad game. But for Schwartz to take that, it just made me want to fight for him even more. And it made the team want to fight for me even more.
Two things on that. One is, that was pretty cool that he felt that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we'll see a really energized defense on Sunday against Joe Burrow, well, a tremendous young talent.
And you know, as Ray said yesterday, it's the same game plan that the Rams did. So,
and the other thing, I would be remiss. The other thing that I found odd, since Brandon's been here the whole time, Jim Schwartz has been here, he still calls him Schwartz. Not Jim, not Coach. Schwartz.
Schwartzy.
A lot of people go by last names, and that's a whole hockey thing.
I found that weird.
Once Schwartz took.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to begin the predictions myself by recanting what I have been saying the last several days. That's right, Rhea.
No.
I was going to make a pick of the Bengals for mojo purposes, because I felt since I had picked the Eagles in the first two and they flopped, that if I picked the other two, I'd be wrong again, but that, you know, I can't. It's not going to happen. In fact, Al, I'm trying to figure out how I can go to Jersey so I can get a bet in, because I think the Eagles are going to win big Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Eagles 34, Bengals 17. Al Morganti.
With the Eagles 37-20.
37-20. And let the record show, Al pulled that right out of his keister. Rhea Hughes.
You think this team's scoring over 30 points?
Yes. I think this team, I believe all the problems with Carson Wentz will be solved.
Well, I think they need to run the ball more. You look at what this Bengals team is dreadful against
the
run.
I'm not hearing a pick.
Dreadful.
Not hearing a pick.
I'm going to go Eagles, but lower scores than you guys. 17-14.
Are you doing that thing again where you're going to pick the same score every week? Is that what you're trying to do?
No.
I'm keeping track. All right. One more pick. Al.
37-20.
No.
Did he change
Phillies,
it?
The Phillies. You already gave that pick. He doesn't pay attention. All right, Al. Phillies, will they make the playoffs?
No.
Oh, you just don't want them to.
Part of me doesn't, because I don't want Klentak to have an escape. But you know what? I love playoff baseball. I'm saying yes, they make it.
I'm hoping yes.
They're going to make it for one reason. Tampa doesn't care.
Yeah, but they're starting Charlie Morton tonight, and then they go to a bullpen. Their bullpen's very good.
But they're going to drag some bullpen people in that aren't that good.
Their bullpen is good.
Rhea, no, there's no way. They're going to run out of good arms at some point.
Well, then wait. The Marlins play the Yankees, right?
Yes, and the Yankees are trying to win. They're playing badly, and they will try to win.
Yeah.
And they're at home. They're very good at home. And the Marlins, to me, the Marlins, they're amazed they're still in it.
Yeah.
They're stunned that they're very – I think the Phillies will get in on Sunday. They're going to need to win to get
in.
And
need help.
And they're going to win. No, it's going to be in their fate Sunday, and they will do it, and they will make it. That's my – and you got yes, right, Rhea?
Yes.
All right. We got all those questions that will be part of our question of the day. I want to get you on board right now with your predictions, how you feel about things. And if anyone out there, anyone, is not going to watch all 5 hours – of the incredible sports drama.
Why would they be listening to us?
You got to work something. I just want to know. That is two sports in peril simultaneously. 215-592-9494. Call now before the rush. We got a huge show for you today. Big guests, great prizes. Get on now.